This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. You know, the last couple days we've mentioned NBA Top Shot, and I have a buddy. He's a listener of the show. He's not a huge sports fan, but he's gotten into kind of all these make-money schemes from – you know, crypto to NBA Top Shot. And he made like $500 on a Top Shot in 2 days. So he knows that we were talking about it. And so he sent me one. He said, I got to create my account, but I will be the proud owner today of a Lonzo Ball jump shot.
For how much?
Does he actually make it? That would be a real valuable Top Shot.
It looks like it's a three ball. But I mean, it's the most nondescript play I've ever seen. We've talked about this phenomenon, but we'll see if I make some money. So I'll have a Lonzo Ball jumper.
How much did you pay for it?
I haven't paid. He said, I don't quite understand it. Look, you're doing your commercial break film study. He sent this to me during the commercial break, and he just said, congrats, got you a present. You're a proud owner of this. And then I looked at it, and it's Lonzo Ball hitting a jumper. And then
is he just going to give it to you?
It says $39 of $40, so maybe he got it in a pack. I don't know.
Okay. So how much is it worth?
How does
he
give it to
you? Create a Top Shot account, and I'll send it to you.
Oh, okay.
Right. So I guess I'm not the official owner yet, but he's going to ship that to me.
You will be soon.
You're going to ship it. Well, you're going to get addicted to this. Watch.
I don't think so.
Lonzo. It'll be LaMelo.
You love the Ball family. You love them so much.
Didn't you say that he flipped that one for like $500?
Yeah.
The next day?
A nubby Mikal Bridges. Or Michael Bridges. I don't even know how to pronounce
it. I think it's Mikhail. I don't even know.
I said Mikhail the first time, and I think you guys scoffed at me, and then I heard Jason call him Michael. I don't know.
No, I didn't call him Michael.
I called him Michael.
Oh, Cakes called him Michael. Sorry.
Definitely not Michael.
Right. Well, anyway, I'm fascinated by it. I'm almost interested in buying a few packs, but apparently you can't get the packs. That's the problem, right?
Right. You get in line now. You can get a pack in like 2028.
I'm telling you, no. I think I signed up for it. I signed up. I'm on the waiting list for the UFC version whenever that comes out.
You're on the waiting list?
Yes.
Could it come out imminently? Like, could it be today or tomorrow? I mean, it's not like they have to go to the manufacturer and print them out and you know what I mean?
I don't know how it works, but I'd be butt-sized if I get a Chuck Liddell knockout.
Right, but you need an early, but you need a low serial number, right? Isn't that also the case?
So confusing.
Maybe it's very confusing.
Cakes, maybe I get an Adesanya rear naked choke.
Yeah, Blahovic, get that guy.
I'll also say this, just real quick in passing. You know, like we've been talking about like penny stocks, and I know that Lurch is like making a killing on one, and Drabby's
call it a killing.
Well, Drabby's making a killing.
It was down 25% yesterday.
I tried to buy a few penny stocks. I mean, literally penny stocks. And all I do is lose. It's
all red. It's nothing but red.
It's just
looks like
a scam.
JP's background.
I'm literally doing it to humor myself, but it's, I mean, I'm terrible at it. It's just a scam. To buy and hold a penny stock, maybe the single dumbest thing to do in the country.
I'm just waiting
for mine. The only bit is to day trade them.
I'm waiting for mine to go back up and gain back the 25% it lost? If it does,
and
I
then
hope
dump
it, does.
It.
And then I'll sell it. Yeah,
you should dump it now because you're already way up. Because I watch these things, they will plummet with the quickness.
Gotta, it's got to bounce back from where it is now.
Keep buying penny stocks. I like blue chippers. I like the blue chippers.
But just
I've
for
blue
fun.
Chippers too. Yeah, just
for fun. Like out of boredom. It's like instead of using it on, you know, your betting on a Wizards,
right.
Just buy 10,000 shares or something for a penny and just, you know, I'm convinced you have to be the luckiest guy in the world or you just have to be a scammer. That's the only way
you can. You just have to pay attention to it and keep track. You're right. I mean, if you gain 20% in a day and you dump it, you make that 20% or 25%.
Just do that over and over.
Maybe the next day it goes back down, you can buy it again.
So, Cakes, you say you're all about blue chippers, and when it comes to quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence is a blue chip.
Nice pivot.
Kellen Mond, maybe not.
He's like more of a penny stock.
Kellen Mond, though, might be somebody that the Washington football team may be able to snatch in the later rounds. EB's done his commercial break film study of Kellen Mond, Texas A&M Aggies quarterback.
We hear some of that NFL music, right? Some of that
I feel like
NFL.
This needs a sponsor. This segment needs a sponsor. That's what it needs.
And I feel like I don't feel as confident with this because this commercial break seemed to go really fast, to be honest with you. I mean, this is a real minimal look. But he's 6'2", 217 out of Texas A&M, played 46 games there. Looks like he basically started the last 3 years.
His uncle's a limo driver. Works in New York.
right, Ronnie. He works out of shotgun a lot. His footwork looks like it's okay. He's got a decent arm. One thing that I did like a little bit is he showed that he can scan the field a little bit and make some throws to maybe some secondary receivers, which you don't see a lot of. He's not just hitting that back foot and then just firing it to the first guy right away every single time. He does a lot of that, but not every single time. So I like that. The game I watched was when he was against Clemson in 2019, and obviously that was a tough game. He's hurried a lot, made some questionable throws.
I remember that game. He was not very good in that game.
Yeah.
He's also playing against a bunch of pros.
He has good arm strength. I mean, he can drill the quick slant. That's not a problem. He can make the outside throws too. His footwork looks a little shaky to me. I don't think he's – I couldn't tell because this was an every throw video that I watched. But he doesn't appear to be a huge run threat.
He's a decent runner, but he's not –
I'm sure he can run, but he doesn't – it's not like a huge part of his game. It didn't appear to be to me. He's not afraid to throw downfield. He'll stand there and take a hit, which you like. I don't know if he's the most accurate guy. And believe me, I'm not looking at the stats, so I don't know what his – percentages are.
First career, he's less than 60%.
Yeah, 59%. So in college, that's fairly low.
But he started off really bad.
51, 57.
He got slowly but surely got a little bit better.
Yeah, he's got 71 touchdowns to 27 interceptions.
He's a backup.
Maybe in the right system.
He hasn't graded him yet.
Yeah,
don't try
maybe in the right system with the right coordinator and that kind of thing. I love the fact that he's played 46 games in college.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I just love that. I think that's so valuable. So he's seen a lot.
Do you take into consideration his coaching?
Say again?
Do you take into consideration his coaching, like the pedigree?
Well.
You mean with Jimbo there?
He's got Jimbo. Do you don't know who his offensive coordinator is?
Ooh, the OC at Texas A&M. Give me a hint. Double D. Double D.
I don't think he's a big name. It's just a funny name.
Go ahead.
Daryl Dickey.
I don't know that person.
Am I supposed to know Daryl? I remember Lynn Dickey. Wasn't he a quarterback back in the day?
Yeah, for the Packers.
For the Packers? Was that his name, Lynn Dickey?
Yeah, yes,
Lynn Dickey.
Correct.
Maybe Daryl Dickey is his boy. I have no idea. Do you know anything about Daryl Dickey, or you just like his name,
Dickey? No, I just think it's a funny name.
Yeah. So anyway, I need a review though, Valdez, of my grades, because I need context here, and then I will give you a grade for mine. This I feel like this is my worst commercial break, breakdown because
this is your worst scout right here.
Well, also the tape that I saw, it took a lot for each snap. I wish it was quicker. So I didn't get to see as many snaps as I wanted.
So the worst grade you have when your EB breakdown is Trey Lance with a 22.6.
Right,
then you have Jordan Love after Trey Lance with a 62.3. Then just ahead of Jordan Love is Kyle Trask with a 73.1.
Right.
Mac Jones has a 79.6.
Right.
Justin Fields, 84.6. Trevor Lawrence, number one, with a 93.7. And Zach Wilson, still ungraded by you.
Yeah, we'll do a Zach Wilson. I'll do a Zach Wilson. All right, so here's my grade for Amand. 60.8.
That's not very good.
That's not horrible.
You got him three times better than Trey Lance, who's probably going to be a top eight pick.
Well, that's just because people like his athleticism.
I mean,
Trey Lance could throw a great spiral on the beach, but I don't think he could hit the ocean. So, you know, maybe Trey Lance will be great.
It sounded like you're very high on Mond.
Sounds like Lourdes
well,
is what over
I'd like some sorry, things that he does. But he's not, you know, he's got average size, right? So he's not.
Let's go through the cons because it sounded like you were very pro when you were talking about him.
I know. Well, I'll be honest. I didn't see as many plays in that commercial break as I wanted because the clips weren't edited great.
Okay.
It's like they were long, and then they were showing replays of them. I didn't want to see a replay. I just wanted to see each one time, and so I didn't get as many clips as I wanted. The cons to me at times is I thought his footwork was a little dicey. I thought he has average arm strength.
What do you mean by that? The footwork was dicey.
Well, like under pressure, he didn't every time stand into the pressure and rip the throw. He'd be like, you know, just the footwork's not right. You know, throwing shaky balls with not a good foundation, and I think it's hard to be accurate that way.
I think that's one of the knocks on him is in the pocket. He's a little bit dicey.
Is that what they say? See, I don't even know.
You also had him playing against Clemson,
it was a tough game. Yeah. There's a lot of pressure in that game. I think he looks like he's the kind of size where he could have some trouble staying healthy, right? 6'2", 217. He doesn't look like that physically imposing by any stretch.
I would argue that anyone could get hurt in the NFL playing quarterback.
Very Absolutely. True. Very true. And I wouldn't draft someone just because they're big. I'm just telling you, he just doesn't look, you know, physically like, you know, whatever. Looks
yeah,
very
but 6'2",
average.
220 isn't small. I mean, he's kind of in the middle there.
It looks very average to me. That's
he's
all.
He's played a lot of games, though.
He's played a lot of games, which I love. A lot of games, which I love, with some success. So I love that, too. He throws what Cakes would call YOLO balls. He will throw it downfield into triple coverage.
He's a gambler. He can be a gambler.
Yeah, he's not afraid to do that.
He'll rip it.
I mean, honestly, I never looked at his stats until just before the segment. He didn't throw a ton of interceptions. I mean, 6.993. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a pretty good ratio. But he does throw balls up for grabs. I do like the fact that he will look one way and throw the other, which you don't see that often in college. You really don't.
He's also
don't.
Improved every year. If you look at his completion percentage, EB, freshman year, 51%. Bumped it to 57%, then 61%, then 63%. So he's been getting better.
Yeah, I'm very confused by this rating.
I understand. To me, he's easily three times better than Trey Lance.
It has a lot of pros that you're talking about, and then the only real con you have are his footwork, and you said a weak throwing arm.
Well, his arm is average, I'd say.
Well, I mean, Heineke's got a crappy arm, and
it's the confirmation bias because he knows it's Kellen Mond.
I think Jason kind of got in your head a little bit when he gave that line. He's a backup. Yeah.
I already had my number in my head. To be honest with you, I knew I already had my number, and when you gave me the guys, it just confirmed my number.
But it also depends on what game he watches.
He watched the Senior Bowl where he was the MVP.
No, I didn't. I watched the Clemson game because it took you too long to send me the clips. So I got my own clips.
And I remember watching the game because I had Clemson in the game, and I believe it was a tight game. I believe it was a 28-26 game, and Texas A&M covered. They had like a backdoor cover. And he wasn't very good in the game, but if you watched him against LSU that same year, he had 7 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of depends on the game you're going to watch.
I don't dislike him. I like him. I don't love him. I love him way more than Trey Lance.
The score is very low.
The score to me indicates like a third or fourth round pick. That's what I think that is. A 60 grade for me.
Well, just saying, you have Kyle Trask. You have Kyle Trask 13 points ahead of him.
Kyle Trask, I think, is a better thrower. He's more accurate. This guy would probably be a little bit, you know, in theory, a little bit more mobile and that sort of thing. But what I saw, right. I didn't even see the runs. I only saw the throws. I don't know. I like the fact that he scans the field. I'm just giving you my honest opinion.
This got so serious all of a sudden.
What?
This got so,
everyone's just serious.
Everyone's just attacking me. You don't like him. Big deal. Tell him this is
your No,
asking,
I do like him.
You're asking him to do it during the break, and then you criticize his take.
No, Valdez is. See, your breakdown, stick with it. I don't have any problem with what you're
doing. I do like it. I do like him.
Pick your guns.
I like him three times.
Yeah, tell me to F off.
No, I'm not telling you to F off. You just say whatever you want. I would draft him over Trey Lance every single time. I know they're not going to. But he's played, you know, against better competition.
Is he worthy of a second round pick for the Washington football team? I actually saw one story which said that he's a riser and could sneak into the first round.
It doesn't sound
like you'd want him to draft him in the first round. Would you draft him with your second round pick?
Maybe.
Young guy.
Who else is there? I think Trask might be a better thrower. But I don't know. I would second or third. Second or third, maybe. I love the fact he's played a lot of football. He's had a lot of success. I like that he scans the field a little bit. I like that he's not afraid to take chances and throw it downfield. I wish he would be a little more discriminatory with it. It seemed like he was chucking it into triple coverage a few times. And I wish his foundation sometimes was a little better on his throws, because I think when your footwork is off and you're rushed, that's when you get picked. But there's a lot to like there too, so I think he's like a third round grade for me. That's what I would give him.
Yeah, our guy Walter has
third
him
or fourth round grade.
A fourth rounder.
There's no way that Mon goes in the first round.
I have him as a third or fourth round grade, and I don't even know what they're rating him. I'm just telling you what I saw, and I didn't like the breakdown because there's too many replays of the same plays. I was very annoyed by it.
All right, Eric, I want to put someone on your radar. We can do him in a couple weeks. He goes against everything you believe in, but I'm actually, and I know you don't even know who he is. His name's Davis Mills. He's the quarterback at Stanford. All right. He played 1 year. Coming out of high school, he was the number one ranked quarterback. Had a Tua.
Well, why did it take him 5 years to play?
Well, he's a redshirt junior. He was behind KJ Costello, who transferred. Okay. He was a good quarterback. But he's like your prototypical, like 6'4", 225, and there's a lot of chatter about him now being QB5. That's the new thing, is like QB5 after the top four.
What do you mean by QB5? I don't quite understand.
Well, you got Fields, you got Trevor, you got Zach, and you have Lance. And the big thing is, who's going to be that fifth quarterback? And there's a lot of talk about him now because he's so intriguing, because he's got all the tools.
Mitch Trubisky, played 1 year and has all the tools.
Didn't even play a full year. Yeah.
He's a flash in the pan guy.
I think he has 800 career snaps. But he's got like a rocket arm, like the strongest arm of any of these guys.
Right. So all right. No, I'm psyched. I'll do him tomorrow.
Well, we'll stretch it out a little bit.
Send it to me tomorrow. But I do stand by my grade. I would take Trask over him. Maybe I would take Jordan Love over him just because he's got a year in the system of being a pro quarterback.
I forgot we did Jordan Love.
Yeah, we did Jordan Love.
Because he might be available. Hey, dude, they might pull up a trade for him. You never know.
Well, I know he's not playing in Green Bay anytime soon. Right. That I do know.
But I know, like, I'm not basing it on what I think they're going to do, because, like, everyone that says Trey Lance is going to be a top tenner, and I think
you're giving
him
a grade. Hey, the grade is in. Like, for the NFL draft, the pick is in. The grade is in. EB is giving him a 60. I know there was a decimal point in there, but basically.
No, the decimal point is very important.
60.8.
60.8.
Thank you.
It's so important forgot it.
Yeah, well, I can't remember everything.
All right, the grade is in. Kellen Mond is 60.8. If you want to
Can we tweet out my grade so far? We need to do that. Then I'll retweet it. Drabby, can we tweet out my quarterback grades?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, good.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You can chime in. Would you want the Washington football team to take a flyer on a guy like Kellen Mond? We're the Junkies. Be right back.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Of course, all year we are celebrating 25 years on the radio. Our 25th anniversary is presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. You know, with Alex Smith moving on, I guess it's still not official, but everybody knows Alex Smith's not going to be part of the Washington football team.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking back at how Alex Smith ended up here in Washington. And that, of course, was a trade that Bruce Allen was able to pull off when he was the team president, shipped Kendall Fuller and a third-round pick to the Chiefs in 2018, January 30th, for Alex Smith. And the reason they did that is because Kirk Cousins was not going to be part of their future. And people are now looking back on that and lamenting that Kirk Cousins maybe should have been the long-term solution here in Washington and how it went wrong. How do you think things would have been different if Kirk Cousins had remained as the quarterback on the football team?
I think they would have won the division this year. They would have went to the playoffs this year.
You would have had a better quarterback at the helm,
yeah,
if Kirk Cousins were here instead of Alex Smith. Guy who puts up better numbers.
Do you think Gruden would still be here?
That I don't know.
They weren't winning a ton of games with Kirk. It wasn't like they were like every year in the playoffs.
But their defense was terrible.
But they were 7, 8, or 9.
If you gave him the defense that Smith had this year, I mean, I think they would have won a lot. Maybe not 11 games, 12 games, but they certainly would have been in that 8, 9, 10 range.
Here's what I'm confident enough to say. I don't think you would have seen Mark Sanchez and Josh Johnson.
Of course.
You probably
not.
Wouldn't have seen Taylor Heineke.
No, because Kirk plays every game.
Kirk is
he starts
a durable
every game.
Guy. Meanwhile, Alex Smith, in 48 regular season games, started 16. He started one-third of the games during his tenure. I mean, we understand what happened.
Right, but you got to remember, too, the Kirk deal, I mean, Washington butchered that.
Right.
But by the end, they weren't going to get him. He didn't want to be here. He wanted to capitalize on it. He wanted to make his dough. He saw that he and his agent were seers, and they saw how they could manipulate it into some big deals.
He had big years at the perfect time
right.
in his career.
Yeah, and they ran circles around the Washington front office. I mean, Bruce Allen's in way over his head.
They weren't going to bring him back. Yeah, they just – it was he didn't like Bruce. I don't think he trusted Dan.
Well, he was disrespected at every turn by Dan and Bruce.
Yeah,
because
he didn't think he could win here.
They couldn't get over the fact that he was the afterthought and that he was actually way better than RG3.
Yeah.
He developed into something way better than RG3, the guy they mortgaged their future for. And they
No question they would have had more success with Kirk at quarterback. There's no question. I don't think there's a single human person in the world that would argue that they'd be the same with Kirk.
But Kirk's an anomaly.
But he wasn't going to be here.
Because
they had no choice.
He put up some really good numbers. He's put up better numbers in Minnesota than he did here, but they've only been to the playoffs one out of those 3 years. So
right.
there are games where they really need him to play well that he just doesn't.
Understood.
But I think, you know, statistically, he picked the best time in his career to have big years because he capitalized on those franchise tags.
He could say all he wants with that Eddie Haskell shtick.
Yeah.
He wanted to get paid. and he wasn't going to get that. Paid here.
Well, yeah. I think the frustrating thing, and Jason kind of alludes to it, and if you want to chime in, you can call us on the AAA Always On Call listener lines. Your thought on Kirk Cousins as we kind of look back as how did we get here to this situation with the Washington football team at quarterback? Well, it's because they made a decision. We're going to let Kirk go. The money, all of those things, he's going to go. Let's bring in Alex Smith. Trade for Alex Smith. Clearly, that hasn't worked out. Now we're talking about, do you draft a guy like Kellen Mond? Because they don't have a solution at quarterback. But part of it, I think, is because he was good, not great. And fans would get frustrated because some of those things that Jason talks about, not coming up big in big games, they would see that here in Washington, right? So it was frustrating. So are you okay with good, not great? It's definitely better than horrible.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Like, you want to comp him to Alex Smith? Alex Smith had 26 touchdowns in 2017. That's basically what Kirk averages. Like, that's on the low average for Kirk Cousins.
I understand that, Cakes. There's no comparison when you look at the numbers and the
production. It's not even close.
In recent years. There's no comparison. But I'm kind of wondering, how did we get here? And I think part of it was the organization and the fans, because fans, there wasn't like this huge protest against, like, what is Washington doing? Some fans were like that, but a lot of fans were on board with it.
Yeah.
Were on board with Kirk being gone because they had seen him and it was good, just not good enough for them. But I think in retrospect, you look at it and they haven't had even good. So it's like they didn't appreciate what they were getting. Yes, it wasn't great. It wasn't elite.
Yeah, but some of us said that at the time. That you're not. You're going to get rid of this guy, and he's a quality quarterback, and he's the best one we've had in quite a while. And it's not easy to recover from. Some of us said that at the time.
But it was also horrible luck. I didn't necessarily think it was a bad thing to trade for Alex because you had seen what you got from Kirk. All right, Kirk put up good numbers, but he was a 500 quarterback. So now you get Alex, who's not a 500 quarterback, who goes to the playoffs, doesn't put up gaudy numbers, but man, what kind of luck do you have that? In that first year, after 9 games, he breaks his leg, and then the next year he doesn't play.
That's the other question you ask. So instead of asking what would have happened if Kirk was still here, what would have happened if Alex never
didn't
got
get hurt?
Yes, that's the question.
I mean, that's a great unknown because I think they're winning games despite Alex Smith.
I think you would have gotten a lot of like 20 touchdown and 12 pick type seasons.
They would have won more games. Yeah. They wouldn't have had a 4-win season.
But their defense was slowly getting better too with Alex Smith. They weren't getting better with Kirk.
It would have been ugly. You would have held your nose.
Didn't they have historically bad defenses with Kirk in those 3 years?
Yes. Horrendous defenses.
And remember, they also traded for Alex. So when you talk about all this, they gave up a 3rd-round pick and they gave up Kendall Fuller.
But they got Fuller back.
Eventually, they got him back. You're right. Yeah.
So you gave up the third. But
I think part of it is, I really do, is that the fans, and we deal with it every day listening to fans on the radio, the fans wanted more from Kirk, and they never were really going to be okay with kind of good but not great.
But also his fate was sealed. He knew that he was going to play the franchise tags, and then he was gone. He was not going to sign a long-term deal.
He just got into a price range that they weren't going to pay.
Yeah, the price range they would not pay, and he didn't want to play for Bruce and Dan any longer.
Yeah.
He didn't like those guys.
It was never going to happen.
But what's it going to take for the fan base to get completely behind a quarterback?
Who cares
about the fan base?
He's got to have an RG3-like year.
The front office has to be behind the quarterback. It's not the fan base. If you're a front office and you're listening to the fan base, you're taking the temp of the fans as far as what you're going to do with the quarterback spot. Then you're doomed to win 5 or 6 games every year.
I mean, think about the last 3 franchise quarterbacks that Washington's had. RG3 has the big year, but then hurts his knee. All right, bad luck there. Now maybe he would have turned out to be a disaster anyway. And then Kirk Cousins replaces him and has 3 really pretty good years statistically, but with the way his contract kind of was situated, you had to either give him a boatload of money or you had to keep franchising him, and then obviously they botched it.
And they only made the playoffs once.
And then you get Alex, you trade for Alex, and he gets hurt after 9 games.
And then you pick
Haskins.
That's
horrible luck. And then you pick Haskins.
Right.
Well, just go further back than that.
Here's a question.
Well, I'm just saying the last nine years.
Here's a question with RG3, just to go back over that era. Because, I know he stinks now, and if anybody signs him, it'd be a miracle. Okay. But I still think if he hadn't gotten hurt, that you could have gotten Lamar-like production out of him. Like a healthy, pre-injury. He still had limitations.
But remember, he wasn't willing to run as much.
I know.
Remember, he didn't want to run.
If somebody hadn't gotten into his head and he had just played like he could play and then, you know, not get injured, I think he could have had a remarkable career.
Like Lamar has a gift. I mean, I know it got concussed. I think it was in the playoff game. But Lamar can avoid hits and injuries for the most part.
Yeah.
Robert couldn't. I mean, Robert was in car crashes all the time. It was just a matter of time.
He didn't even know how to slide.
Yeah.
He didn't know how to slide. But if Robert could have protected himself, he had the tools where they could have coached him up like they did in 2012. And because they still run read option and those kinds of things all over the league all the time, he could have been very successful.
Yep.
Injury and hubris doomed him.
I think Lamar is much more coachable than RG3, but
800-636-1067. Mike's in Silver Spring.
I don't disagree with that.
Mike, you're on with the Junkies. What's going on?
Morning. Good morning. Of course, Kirk Cousins didn't want to be here. Bruce Allen couldn't even get his name right.
Right.
And Alex Smith had one season where he threw for 4,000 yards. I think Cousins had at least two while he was a Redskin. He wasn't great,
he
like
three.
You said. Oh, okay, he had three.
Yep.
So Bruce Allen's got to cover his rear end. So he trades for Alex Smith, gives him an extension, and the rest is history. But I think that Cousins could have been the long-term answer. He just needed to get coached up and stay in the system a little longer. I don't know if it would have been under Gruden. And as far as RG3 having a career like Lamar, if he hadn't been hurt, Lamar's a whole different type of ball player. He's bigger, he's stronger, he's faster. But that one year that Griffin was here, it was magic until he got hurt. You're right. But I'd have been happy if Cousins had stayed.
I don't know if he's bigger and stronger. I would disagree with that. But
he's just a little slighter.
He's faster.
Robert's just a little slighter. Yeah. And, you know, it is what it is. And Lamar is a special, special runner. But still, I think hubris and injury ruined that career. Because that was I think he could have done it for years.
But think about it. They're back in the same situation they were in that year. Now, they ended up getting the second pick, you know, trading a bunch of picks for it. But they still need a quarterback.
But you did bring up a good point. They did get unlucky.
Oh, you horrible
know,
luck.
The RG3 injury, maybe that was inevitable and you can't say unlucky. But certainly Alex coming here and having the most catastrophic injury of our time is insane.
Correct.
I mean, it's insane.
I mean, you wouldn't be talking about drafting a quarterback if that didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you could draft a Kellen Mond or a Kyle Trask or any of those guys, but, you know, you'll be lucky to get a few years out of them. Now, I don't think any of those guys look like they're 10-year guys.
Hey, the grade's in. You gave him a 60.8? I keep forgetting the decimal point.
Yeah, I think he's like a third or fourth rounder to me. And maybe, you know, maybe in the right system, you can make it work. But I like that he's played a lot. I definitely like that.
I wonder what our show is going to be like when they finally do what I think that they'll go out and sign somebody or trade for somebody, but when they finally do address.
I think it's going to be a letdown. I think it's
going to be a letdown. The quarterback
I think it's going to be a letdown because they're going to end up with like Tyrod Taylor or somebody.
And
you're
or Cam Newton. Oh. Are you excited for Cam Newton? Sleeper and they swoop in and get Deshaun. That's such a grasper.
I know you're hoping for that, but
I can't believe they'll sign Cam. I don't believe that.
Hey, fellas, whether you're a platoon leader or a cheerleader, PenFed makes it easy for all of us to achieve our financial goals with great rates for those in the military and those who are not. PenFed offers credit cards, online savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, and more, all at great rates for everyone. Visit PenFed.org for more information. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. But hey, membership is open to everyone. PenFed is an equal housing lender insured by NCUA. Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, we opened the show talking a little about the Wizards, a frustrating loss last night where, you know, they're back home. They're playing on Memphis team. That's okay. Memphis is okay. John Morant's a really good up-and-coming player, won Rookie of the Year last year. And after the winning streak, you were hoping that they would kind of continue to play really well. And Russell Westbrook had 8 turnovers last night. Bradley Beal had 6. That's 14 from your top 2 guys, and they got little help offensively from anybody else, particularly in the starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking at an NBA box score by comparison. Did you see this from a couple nights ago? Monday night, James Harden, who is now playing point guard, like Kyrie Irving just said, you know what? You're the point guard. I'm going to move. James Harden had a 15-assist game with 0 turnovers.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is shocking.
In 44 minutes.
Because he's had usually 30 points and 14 rebounds to go along with it. Like, he's making a run, you know, for MVP potentially. Now, they've got 3 stars there. And, look, Brooklyn, since he joined them, I think they've only played 6 games with Harden, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden together.
One of those guys is always out.
Yeah, somebody's always out. Durant has been out different times.
Well, Durant's missed a bunch.
But Harden is balling his ass off. And then, you know, it just made me think, watching that game last night, and Westbrook, who I like Russell Westbrook. And look, he brings it. He had 15 assists last night. But you can't win games with 8 turnovers. And Beal had 6 turnovers.
But trust me, that's an outlier for Harden. He's no stranger to turnovers.
Of course.
I mean, you'll check a lot of his boxes where
that was just a really good game.
He has 11 assists, and he'll have 7 turnovers.
Of course. The 2 games before that, he had 6 apiece. But still, it was just incredible to see that stat line against the Spurs the other night. They won in overtime. He had 30 points, 14 rebounds, 15 assists, and 0 turnovers.
Well, look, that's just a better team. You know, I mean, they've got better role players. Their 2 stars are probably better. So, I mean, that's a team. That's an impact. That's an impact get for the New Jersey Nets.
I was thinking about this too. Like, do you know how, like, the Hawks just fired their coach, right? Lloyd Pierce. I mean, people barely knew that Lloyd Pierce was the head coach.
I couldn't even have picked him out of a lineup.
I think he was in his 3rd season with the Hawks, right? But he takes a job like that because it's an opportunity. But then somebody like Steve Nash just gets hooked. Right?
Yeah.
His first, like, you know, it's just.
He's Steve Nash,
it's kind of luck of the draw in a way. Like,
well, Jason Kidd would get hooked sometimes.
I feel bad for some of these coaches that get gigs that they just have no chance. Yeah. They have no chance.
Like, Jason's boy that had the one in Jersey, right? Had the job
Kenny?
In Jersey.
Yeah. Now he's out in L.A. as an assistant.
He actually did a really good job, I thought.
Yeah.
Given the talent. But, like, if you take over, like, Flip Saunders' kid took over the Timberwolves. Well, he's still have talent to win games. How are you going to win games there? So they fire him, bring in a new coach.
Know,
he hasn't won a game.
Some guys are better at it than others.
Some are better for sure.
True, but there are some situations where you're probably just not going to win.
Think about it.
Some guys have reputations.
Steve Nash inherits a team with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
And then they add James Harden.
Right.
Well, sometimes guys get lucky. They get hooked. They get taken care of. It's just the way it works. It's the way of the world.
Can I tell
you? But, I mean, there's still some teams that have – really good players that have bad records because, you know, it could be for a number of reasons, but maybe the coaches and the players don't see eye to eye. Maybe the systems aren't very good. You know, maybe the players are overrated. But you still, even if you have stars, you still got to be able to coach or at least be able to kind of coexist with those guys.
So yesterday, real quick.
They have to have respect for you.
After the show, I got an email from one of the sports information guys at Marist, and they sent me a bunch of paperwork. I mean, this is a real deal. So they are paying me a wage to do this. I had to fill out all these W-4s, W-2s, all this, send them passport. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Are they paying your travel expenses?
No. I'm not asking. I don't care. It's just kind of comical to me.
Are they putting you up in a hotel?
I haven't asked for that. I'm doing it so I can enjoy my kid and watch my kid play. But I'm going to try my best. And I've been reviewing the film and everything. But I got to tell you, I'm getting anxious. I'm watching a lot of games of other teams, too, trying to hear how the commentators, like not just the famous guys on ESPN, but how are these people generally doing it. And I'm getting very nervous about it. And now it's real because I had to give them times. I have a meeting with the coach today at 11:30 for the coaches will talk to the commentators before the game.
Sure.
And you got to ask them all your questions and everything. So now I'm all nervous because I just got the email that at 11:30 got a phone call with Coach Wilkes and probably with my play-by-play guy who I saw won the Jim Nance Award in college for broadcasting. I'm getting nervous.
Do you know where he went to broadcasting school?
maybe Manhattan or something. I can't remember. Yeah. I looked it up, and I'm sure he's very good at what he does.
What's your partner's name?
Connor Giblin.
Gibby. Connor Giblin.
There's a famous Giblin family here, obviously, like Coach Giblin at Georgetown, probably not related as far as I could tell. He's from New Jersey. But
famous?
Well, I mean, in the lacrosse world.
Okay.
In the lacrosse world, his dad was a legendary coach.
So you've only spoken to Connor Giblin on the phone?
No, I'll speak to him probably today at the first time. We have a Zoom call at 11:30.
Isn't he a type literally, of glass?
A giblet? Yeah. Yes. I'm literally getting diarrhea, anxiety.
I would be terrified.
I have diarrhea, anxiety. Meanwhile, I've talked to Coach Wilkes many times. I've had him on my podcast. He and I get along very, very well. But this is a different dynamic now. Now I'm calling in as the color guy, and I don't even know what to wear.
Hey, Ricky.
I don't even know what to wear to the game.
Your partner went to Hofstra. Not the Boston, Manhattan. Okay. Just to let you know.
Good Doesn't prep. He have a Manhattan credit on his resume?
He got his bachelor's from Hofstra.
Okay.
I'm just so you know, drop the fact that he went to Manhattan.
Connor Giblin
maybe
has
he
done
worked
some,
at Manhattan.
Was he a sportscaster too on TV?
Maybe. I mean, he won the freaking Jim Nantz Award. I saw that. I was like, ooh.
Oh, yeah, you're stepping it up in talent, my friend.
He's got his master's from Manhattan.
There you go. Okay, right, Cakes, go. Come on. Yeah. Don't kill
make
me.
It up. That's all right.
I knew there was something there. But I'm literally getting diarrhea waves thinking about – because I don't even know what you do on this Zoom call.
I was thinking about that the other day.
I don't even know.
If my daughter was playing softball at Tech and they asked me to do the color on their local TV coverage of the games, even though I know
softball –
it's
not softball, even local TV. It's a local stream.
It's streaming. All right, same thing.
Yeah.
Even though I know softball, I still would feel terrified to try and get up there and explain the action in between pitches.
Here's what I've decided. Yeah. I'm going to try to have some energy, but I'm going to slow play it.
You know what? Do a shot of whiskey. Before the games.
I'm going to slow play it, and I'm going to feel my way through it. So it's not going to be the EB show. If you're tuning in and you're thinking it's going to be the EB show, it's not. I'm going to just slow play it.
Well, we're going to hear it on Monday.
Oh, yeah. And I have a feeling. I know listeners are going to listen to Goof on Me.
When is it again?
It's Saturday,
1 p.m. I'll tweet out a link. But I'm not going to just take over and over-talk the Jim Nantz Award winner and make it all about me. I'm not going to do that. We did that when we went on with the Caps with Joe B. and Locker.
Well,
and we did shtick.
You were hammered.
And everyone hated us.
Hammered's a stretch. We had a nice buzz.
Right. Yeah.
I still think you should have a nice buzz for this first game.
No, I don't know. I think it could be a homer, right? I'm going to be a homer.
Oh, yeah. It's the merest call. Of course you could be a homer.
Yeah, I'm going to be a homer. But, I don't even know. I don't think I could just wear, my hoodie to the game, right? I think I probably should wear, a golf shirt or something.
Golf shirt.
I think you got to wear the merest gear.
But is it televised?
I thought it was just radio. I just think it's going to be in the press box. I don't think I want to just dress like a douche like I normally do.
Hey, so you gave your Kellen Mond grade earlier. I'm going to put this up.
Can you tweet out all the grades?
I'm going to put out the Junkies poll of the day presented by Van Meter Homes, and I'll drop it to a third round. Would you be okay with drafting Kellen Mond with a third round pick? That'll be our Van Meter poll of the day.
Can you also tweet out my grades so I can
Valdez has to send them to me, or he can put it up.
We can do it. We'll do it later today. Don't worry.
All right, good.
All right, we'll get that up at Junks Radio. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can always use the rewind feature on radio.com. A lot of people got the kick out of hearing Mrs. B. She jumped on earlier on the program. Jesse Dougherty from the Washington Post on the Nationals. And, of course, Lars Eller. We got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.